USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As lawmakers on Capitol Hill are debating a resolution that would condemn President Trump's tweets about four freshman progressive congresswomen, House Minority Leader Republican from California Kevin McCarthy was asked if he believes the president's tweets were racist.
No, and I do not believe the Speaker of the House was racist last week either when those individuals on her side of the aisle who are claiming the president is racist, when they claim she was racist either.
As far as how the congressman will be voting on that resolution?
I will vote against this resolution if you're asking.
22 members of the MS-13 gang are facing new criminal indictments that detail brutal murders allegedly committed in Los Angeles. Los Angeles District Attorney Jackie Lacey says MS-13 sometimes targeted children.
Gang members beat and repeatedly stabbed a 16-year-old boy whose body was thrown over a cliff in the Angeles National Forest.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
The head of Facebook's new digital currency division is trying to address lawmakers' concerns. Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally says Facebook likes to talk a big game.
How do we know that this isn't going to change? And how do we know you're actually going to do that based on your track record of failing and violating and deceiving in the past?
A week of events to remember a huge first for humankind has begun. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Liftoff on Apollo 11.
As events began to mark 50 years since the historic first mission to the moon, the Apollo 11 astronaut Neil Armstrong's spacesuit went on display at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C. for the first time in 13 years. And as it did, Vice President Mike Pence was on hand, saying of the mission,
"It was a contribution to the life of this nation and the history of the world."
Armstrong died in 2012, but the surviving Apollo 11 crew members are taking part in anniversary events at the Kennedy Space Center all week.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Speaking at the White House today, President Trump says that Honduras and Guatemala are sending hardened criminals in migrant caravans that are traveling to the United States.
When you form a caravan, if a government is at all a government, they don't have to allow that caravan to come up. So if they're not going to play ball, that's okay with me. We're not going to play ball with them. We don't give them any more money. They've been ripping us off for years. We were giving them hundreds of millions of dollars like fools for years. And all they did is send us up. A lot of people caused a lot of problems, and a lot of the people in those caravans were criminals.
The president's comments there as the Trump administration announced plans to curb asylum claims. As students gear up to go back to school, families plan to spend more than ever on supplies. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
In a survey of over 7,600 consumers, the National Retail Federation reports those supplies ranging from pencils and backpacks to computers and dorm refrigerators is at an all-time high. Mark Matthews is with the National Retail Federation.
Consumers overall say they're going to spend about $1,673 on both back to school and back to college. That breaks out into spending for back to school of about $697 and for back to college about $977.
Total spending for families for K-12 and for college combined is estimated at $80.7 billion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.